Adventurous Morning Show, The Breakfast Club.
Man, what the hell is this, man?
Breakfast Club, bitches.
I'm glad they put y'all together. Y'all are like a mega force. Y'all just took over every...
Wake your punk ass up.
This Chris Brown. I've officially joined The Breakfast Club. Say something, motherfucker.
I'm with it.
The world's most dangerous morning show.
Breakfast Club, bitches.
Let me get situated. I thought Envy was here. Envy, where are your socks and your sneakers?
I'm here.
You're barefoot.
That's all that matters. I'm here.
Envy, that's ridiculous. You just walked in here barefoot?
I'm here.
Wow.
Am I here?
You know that we have roaches in here? We have roaches and flies.
We seen one roach, and now, we don't know where that roach came from, that lone
roach. Now we know.
Was it me?
You came in here barefoot like that.
Rough night? You know what? I was actually doing mixes and so much new music. I was doing my laptop in the back, and then I just fell asleep.
You fell asleep while you were mixing?
No, I went to sleep after. I did the mix, and I was like, I'm going to lay down for a second.
I thought you were standing there mixing and fell asleep.
That would be dope. If I could do that, I would sleep in every club all the time. What up, though, Yeezy?
Hey, what's up, sir?
Yesterday I was kicking it with the homie Young Greatness.
Moolah.
Yeah, he has the Moolah record. He's from
New Orleans.
New Orleans.
Are you sure you was kicking it with him or was I? Because why?
No, I was about to say he's from New Orleans, and we were talking about everything that's going on with New Orleans, with the police, him growing up in New Orleans, how crazy it was, and just everything. So I got a chance to talk to him about all of that, which was very interesting. It was a great conversation.
Well, New Orleans and Baton Rouge are like, what, 2 hours apart?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so.
Yeah, so I got to chop it up with him about that. Also, I kicked it with Cardi B.
Oh, yeah, I saw you posted a picture with Cardi B.
Yeah, shout to Cardi B. Cardi B actually has, she went for ads for her record. Now, if you don't know what ads are, that's when an artist, are you going to get my sneakers?
Where's your socks? You didn't wear, oh, there you go. He touched your dirty socks.
I got my little cutesy socks, my little low socks. But anyway, Cardi B went for ads on a record. If you don't know what ads are, that's when you go to radio stations with your record, and they decide if they're going to add it or not. And her record got like 42 ads. And she's independent. She did it all on her own. She's in business mode. I'm very proud of her. You know, she's paying all this out of her pocket. And she's on tour right now. Her tour is sold out.
She had a pretty good mixtape, too.
Mm-hmm. So she's doing good. So shout out to Cardi B. I was excited for her.
That's
good. Who'd know?
I like to see winning stories like that. A lot of people go to reality TV, and that's it.
Yeah, she said she's...
But there's very few people that can go on reality television and then blow up from it. We can name a few people, but not a lot.
Right.
Percentage-wise, it's probably like 2%.
Right. So she was... She told me also that this is going to be her last year with Love & Hip Hop. She's going to do 1 year, and that's it. And she says she's good. She says everything is moving for her, so shout to Cardi B. I ran into both of those individuals last night. Now, let's get the show cracking. Front page news, what are we talking about, Ye?
We are going to talk about three men who got shot while they were streaming on Facebook Live. Also, in Baton Rouge, three people were arrested, and we'll tell you what this has to do with the Baton Rouge police officers.
All right.
And where's Charlamagne? Every day. He's going three for three now.
I don't know.
Not being here as soon as the show starts, and then he runs in.
I don't know. He'll be here in a second. All right. Well, I'm going to put my sneakers on and get some mouthwash.
Put your socks on first.
Will you see y'all? Yeah, my socks on first. We'll see y'all in a second. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ MV Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club.
Listen, man, if you live in a major city, even if you don't live in a major city, you can't be having people doing road construction on highways at, like, times when people are on their way to work.
Well, they usually do the construction between midnight and 6 a.m.
Yeah. Most people aren't on their way to work right now.
Nah, 6 is too late, bro.
They usually stop at 6 a.m.
They should stop at like 4:30. That's reasonable time because trucks be on the road trying to deliver stuff. People trying to deliver newspapers. People got morning shows to do.
No, this guy's pushing it to the limit. He probably leaves his house just that time to get here.
Because I'm going to tell you what, there was construction for me on my way to work this morning, but I leave early enough so that even if something happens.
You don't live where I live at, but I left at 5:10, so that's actually 10 minutes earlier than I would usually.
I do the same, but and then, you know, if there's a little construction or if there's an accident,
you're done.
Yeah, F show up.
You're done.
No, I definitely make sure I give myself a buffer.
Nah, I don't give myself a buffer.
Because I'm Driving to work on the bridge today, there's three lanes. Only one lane was open.
You got a 10-minute drive, though, yeah.
It was back. It's not 10 minutes.
It's like a 10-minute drive for you.
But the bridge was all the way backed up.
Me and Charlamagne got about a good 40.
That is a fact.
Y'all should move.
No way.
Yeah, I'm good. Where I'm at.
I like farm that, too.
All right, let's get into some front page news. Now, in sports baseball, the American League beat the National League 4-2 in baseball's All-Star game. Did anybody see it?
Absolutely not. Who watches baseball?
I was up watching that.
A lot of people watch baseball.
I'm lying. I wasn't.
I didn't see it. Now let's talk about the three men arrested in a plot to harm Baton Rouge police. What happened?
Yeah, I don't know about this, but police arrested three people. There was a pawn shop robbery Saturday night. They found that they were planning to use these guns to shoot police during weekend protests, according to the police chief in Baton Rouge. This is kind of his justification for why the police have been walking around using such a show of force.
Yeah.
It looked crazy.
The riot gear and all of that. Now, he said basically six guns were recovered and four suspects included a 13-year-old. One suspect is at large, okay? And what they are saying is that according to their discovery, these weapons were being taken so they could be used to harm officers during demonstrations that were opposing police-involved shootings. So according to the Baton Rouge police chief, he said, "We took this as a very viable threat. We've received questions as to why we use such a show of force during weekend protests. This is why."
Yeah. The whole narrative has been changed. It went from cops killing civilians to now the cops are in such danger. There's such a war on cops out here, right?
He also said that one person threw a rock and knocked out the teeth of one of the police officers.
Okay. All right. Okay.
I don't even know if I really believe that, but it feels like they got a lot of flack for all the pictures and video footage of them in their riot gear with their assault rifles.
I tell you, there was one lady, she had an assault rifle pointing at the protesters. It looked so crazy that one of her coworkers, well, another cop came and touched her on the arm and was like, "Nah, back up." And you could see her kind of backing up and pull a gun down. It just looks so crazy.
Listen, the media has changed the whole narrative. You would think that police officers are the sole victims out here. We're totally forgetting about everybody who's been killed at the hands of police officers.
Now let's talk about the three men shot on Facebook.
Wow, on Facebook Live. Well, three people. Is anybody in here use Facebook Live?
I don't.
Mm-mm.
All right, well,
I thought
people,
Facebook was always live.
No, it's video streaming.
Video streaming.
Like Periscope.
So if I go in there right now, I'm not live?
No.
You are live, but you're not video live. They can't see you if you go on Facebook right now, right?
I thought my tweets were in real time.
Go ahead.
My whatever you call them on Facebook, comments,
well,
whatever.
This was in Norfolk, Virginia. Three people were in a car. One of them they were listening to music. One of them started streaming on Facebook Live. And then all of a sudden, they got shot at. They said there were about 10 shots fired, and they don't know who did it. They don't know what happened, but the three men, they were all in their 20s. They were taken to the hospital. Two of them have life-threatening injuries, and one was less seriously injured.
Where the hell were they at? Because I know
Norfolk,
I can...
Norfolk, Virginia.
Where at in Norfolk? Because I thank God that I'm places that if I periscope, I know ain't no gunshots going off.
Well, you would hope not. You would hope nothing would happen.
Yeah, you kind of know your area.
You would hope so.
Yeah.
Well, it was on Bainbridge Boulevard.
And parts of Norfolk ain't the nicest, so we don't know what part of Norfolk
they're in. Bainbridge Boulevard, is that the hood, Norfolk? Tweet me and let me know. Go to C to God, C-T-H-A-G-O-D. Tweet me and let me know if what's it called?
Bainbridge.
Bainbridge is what you watched last night
to
put you
fact.
To sleep. No, Bainbridge.
Bainbridge. Tell me if that's the hood. Sounds like it.
All right. Well,
Bainbridge gang.
Well, that's front page news. Tell them why you're mad. 800-585-1051. If you're upset, you need to vent. Maybe you had a bad morning or a bad night last night. You need to get some things off your chest. Call us up right
Maybe
now.
Maybe you're 800- running late and it makes you panicky. Because every time I'm late, I always get real panicky and nervous. That's why I'm never late.
Okay. Well, 800-585-1051. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
I'm mad because I hung out in the club last night and there was so many good girls in there. Yo, for real, we don't need none of y'all good girls in the club. We need loose girls, we need drunk girls, we need sloppy girls. We need girls that's just gonna go all the way. We don't need none of y'all nice girls in there. Go home. Go away. Talk about it and tell me why you mad. Breakfast Club, for real.
Hello, my name is Kanisha.
Kanisha, hey. Tell them why you mad, mama.
Hey, Kanisha.
Hello. Well, actually, I'm mad because my big brother, he going away. And he just came back. And I'm real pissed off.
What you mean going away? He going to prison?
Or going to college?
Or the army?
Please say
I
college.
I say prison.
He's going to college.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Every black person going to prison.
I don't even know
college.
If she's black. See that? No. I don't even know if she's black. Why would you say that?
Are you black?
You're right. Kanisha might not be.
Kanisha might not be black.
Oh, I didn't even hear her name.
Kanisha, you black?
Yes.
Well, congratulations. I'm glad your man's going to college.
A brother.
Thank you.
That's still her man.
What?
No, it's not. What are you?
Kanisha, how old
are
you?
Your brother, not your man.
How old are you?
I am actually 23.
Okay. Are you going to go visit him in college?
Yes.
What school?
Actually, he's going all the way down to California.
Do you know the name of the college?
No, he hasn't told me.
He hasn't told you where he's going to
school? Oh, he's going to prison.
I think he's going to UCLA.
What you mean you think? You should know if what college your brother's going to, especially if he's going to someplace like UCLA.
Is this his first year?
Yeah.
How old is your brother?
Oh, my goodness.
My brother, he is actually turning 20... Well, he's turning 25.
Yeah, hold on. She said he went away before. Where did he go the first time?
She hung
the story's
up.
Not okay. Adding
yeah,
up.
Yeah, because he's going to prison. That's why. And by the way, everybody in Norfolk, my whole timeline is, it's the hood. It's the hood. Yeah, it's the hood. It's the hood. Yeah, rough hood. What's the place called? Bang Bang?
No, Bang Bridge.
Yeah,
Bang
Bridge
Boulevard.
Oh, wait, from Sunnyside.
Hey, tell him why you mad.
I'm mad, man, because, you know, I've been a Pokemon fan for the last, 20 years of my life, man. And this year was the 20th anniversary. I thought I was excited about it, posted on Facebook the last couple of years. Everybody's making fun of me, you need to grow up and go around with it. And then, this week, everybody I know and their mother, literally, and their mother, downloaded Pokemon Go.
Envy and Charlamagne have it.
Now, how old are you, sir?
Me, I'm 27.
You a little too grown for Pokemon, bro.
I think y'all need to ask yourselves one question. This is what we need to ask ourselves.
What?
What is Pokemon doing for the Black Lives Matter movement?
That's a good question. Yeah.
But it's actually, honestly, realistically speaking, it's actually bringing a lot of different groups of people together at once.
Now, I will say this. They do say it's making a lot of kids who play video games get out and walk around and move around instead of sitting around playing games. And I saw they created an Uber for Pokemon Go users. And the driver knows how to play Pokemon. They know how to play so they can take you to the places where you need to go to make sure you capture all the...
Well, they said yesterday that they don't want anybody driving playing Pokemon Go.
No, the driver will take you where you need to go.
Well, he has to play to know where to go, right?
No, he knows where all the stops are.
I don't want to act like I'm better than anybody else, but I know I have better things to do with my time
you
than play Pokemon.
Right?
I got a full schedule today. All right? And none of them include Pokemon.
Tell them why you mad. 800-585-1051. If you're upset, you need to vent, call us right now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
That was Jeremiah with We. Morning, everybody. It's DJ MV Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club.
Ask yourself this morning, what is Pokemon doing for the Black Lives Matter movement?
I don't understand this Pokemon Go game.
All right, I'm explaining it to you. It's interactive. So what's great about it is it has kids going outside, moving around. Normally, when kids play video games, they sit in the house.
I've seen a lot of adults playing this game.
Right. I ain't seen no kids talking about it yet.
God, the kids love it. The people that I know that are actually doing really well on the game are the kids.
Yeah, because they should be the ones that have time on their hands to play and get to these new levels. So, adults should not have that much time.
It's a bonding experience.
You walk around with your Pokemon Go. What are you winning? What are you getting?
You just keep trying to get to the next level.
And how do you get to the next level?
So you can go to the gyms and everything by capturing more Pokemons.
I love comic books, right?
What is a Pokemon?
I went to the comic book store the other day. I bought 5 new comic books. I bought the new Captain America. Right. I bought Black Panther. I bought Spider-Man. I have not had time this week to read one. Not one comic book.
But
so I don't know how y'all got time for Pokemon.
But it's actually something that you can do while you're moving around. Like, I was taking a cab home the other day, and while I was in the cab, I just had it on, and I was just capturing the Pokemons. It's just like you can sit on the phone and tweet and Instagram. It's the same exact thing.
You make time for what you want to make time
for.
I ain't making
time
for no Pokemon.
People make time to play Pokemon Go.
Tweeting and Instagram goes along with my life and what I'm already doing.
Now, the Pokemon
and that's the same thing with Pokemon. As you move around, you can capture them.
So you win
yellow
things, some little yellow things is what you win?
What do you mean? What?
Pokemon is the yellow thing, right? Is it?
This is what I think.
Is Pokemon going to stop
getting...
Just download
the game and use it if you want to figure it out what it is. If not,
Can Pokemon keep us from getting shot by police?
If not, then
I don't know. I guess the way people play it, maybe not. I don't know.
Maybe if you get pulled over, you tell the police, hey, I'm just here playing Pokemon. He'd be like, you know what? He's a nice guy. Yeah. Let him go.
Me too.
I actually took a...
What level are you on?
What level are you on? Yesterday, you might.
Yesterday, I was walking around and some guy stopped me on the street. He was actually playing Pokemon Go and he turned it off just to take a picture. He was like, can we take a picture? He was really excited.
You guys are like losers. If both of you guys in the middle of the street playing Pokemon Go in the middle of Manhattan, there's something wrong, Yee.
What is Pokemon doing for the Black Lives Matter movement?
My goodness.
I used to ask white people that question. Now I'm going to ask people about Pokemon.
But, you know, a lot of locations are upset about Pokemon because there's certain places that people have been congregating to. Mm. They said the cemetery where Rosa Parks and others are resting, they said, please.
You think Rosa Parks wants to be bothered by some damn Pokemon? So
you could get a Pokemon at Rosa Parks' funeral site?
Listen, groups of players are trying to do battle over cemetery. So they're saying, please, take us off the list.
Nah, all right. We got rumors coming up. What are we talking about in rumors?
We are going to talk about Rich Homie Quan. He has commented on all of the controversy about him forgetting or not knowing those Biggie lyrics. We'll tell you what he had to say. And we'll see if you forgive him.
All right. All that and more. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. The Rumor Report.
Angela Yee.
It's the Rumor Report.
The Breakfast Club.
Well, Rich Homie Quan has apologized for messing up at VH1's Hip Hop Honors as he was doing Biggie's verse on Get Money. If you don't remember, here's what he said.
Give it up for my boy Rich Homie.
Get money. Yeah. You wanna sip more on my living room floor? Play Nintendo
with C's and Alamo.
Hands up.
Put your hands up.
That's always a nice, safe go-to.
What, put your hands up?
Yeah.
Yes, it is.
Hey, like I said yesterday, prepare and prevent so you don't have to repair and repent.
Well, Rich Homie Quan said, I assure you, I never intended to disrespect Biggie Smalls. I have long respected his work and his contribution to the rap game. I greatly apologize not only to Biggie, but also to all of my fans and to New York. The city of New York has been nothing but good to me. I felt honored to stand on stage with artists I grew up listening to. Once on stage, I had some technical difficulties and must admit, I got nervous. Listen. I will forever be sorry to New York, my fans, Biggie, Lil' Kim, and all the hip-hop community for my performance.
Prepare and prevent, don't repair and repent. But, you know, his apology is appreciated. That's big of him to man up and apologize. But, hey, that Rich Homie Quan karaoke funny as hell. So we're going to get these jokes off, bro.
Oh, now let's talk about some of the Rich Homie karaoke because that was trending. All right, and I'll tell you some of the funniest ones. Okay, in West Philadelphia, pouring rain. That was one.
West Philly, that's funny.
I got a rollie on my arm, and I'm rocking Sean John, and I roll the best dough because I work at Papa John's.
That was okay.
That's not bad. Mm-hmm. I love it when you call me Big Pasta. Anyway, it was a whole lot of them. Mm-hmm. But you got to go through that hashtag to see them, but it's pretty funny. All right, now Faith has defended him. She said that, you know, the problem was that he has no clue about Junior Mafia, and he doesn't know Little Caesar, Nino Brown, and he wouldn't have messed up those lyrics if he did know. And it's an honest mistake. He just needs to go ahead and brush up on his hip hop history.
A lot of people put the blame on Little Kim, though, because they say Little Kim actually selected him to perform that song.
But I get it. He's young. He's more of the youth. So, you know, you tell him to come out and do a song, he should have just made it.
He should have been prepared. Even if Kim did make that decision, and I know people from New York wanted to be somebody from New York reciting Biggie, Quan should have been prepared. He had 3 days to prepare.
Right, 3 days. You're right. And maybe he really did get nervous. I don't know. It's something that he's never done before. But she accepted his apology also. And, you know, she said, spoken like a true giant, I loved you before and I'm going to love you after. Rich Homie, people make mistakes and things happen sometimes that we can't fix or undo. If you guys only knew the technical difficulties that went on behind the scenes. And she said she would like to thank him for coming through for her at the last minute. Mm. It's all love.
Okay.
All right, Tyrese has now said that he is no longer battling with his ex-wife, Norma. You know, they haven't gotten along for quite some time. And he said it's because of the Black Lives Matter movement. Now, he said there was a huge impact for both of them because of last week's horrendous events. And they realized by waging war with each other, they were part of the problem. They said things were so bad between them that he had accused her of planning to disappear with their 9-year-old daughter. But now things have changed so much in the past few days. He posted a picture with both his ex-wife and his daughter, and they were all smiling. And he said they're putting their differences aside. It doesn't mean they're getting back together.
That's good.
I think that's great. That's something good to come out of it.
Yeah, as crazy as that sounds, I can understand it. Because, you know, you'd be like having little petty issues with people, and you'd be like, bro, it ain't worth it.
Right.
Because it's a bigger war out here.
Bigger, absolutely. Worse things going on in the world. All right, Kobe Bryant and his wife have made an announcement. Actually, Vanessa Bryant posted that they are expecting their third child.
Drop one of Clues Bomb for Kobe Bryant.
Kobe ain't got nothing else to do.
He don't got nothing else to do. I'm retired now. I'm going to go ahead and get her pregnant again.
There you go.
I need something
Beyond
to do.
Beyond blessed and excited to share that we are expecting our third baby girl. Hashtag blessed.
Damn,
hashtag
Kobe.
Baby mamba. Hashtag thankful.
You know he wanted a son.
She had a onesie posted.
They've made sure it's a son. I guarantee you.
She just said it was a girl. Are you listening?
Another girl?
Are you listening?
Can you listen, please?
I didn't hear you say that part.
If you have Revolt, you can see the picture that she posted, and they have a baby onesie. It says baby mamba on it. Along with
Kobe was a hoe in a former life. He was like me. Drop one of Clues Bombs for Kobe's hoeish ways. Can't have a boy if he tried. Jesus Christ. He was a hoe in a former life. He was a hoe in his marriage. He sodomized that woman in Denver. And now he has three girls to raise. Man, I feel your pain.
You're about to have your third, probably.
I don't know. I'm not
your
trying right
girl.
Now. If I have three girls, I'm definitely cashing out. I'm just going to take my karma like it is.
Take your elbow.
All right, well, that is your rumor report. I'm Angela Yee.
All right, thank you, Ms. Yee. We got front page news up next. Yee, what are we talking about?
Yes, we are going to talk about three men who were shot while they were on Facebook Live. Is that crazy?
Also, we're talking baseball. The All-Star game was last night. Did y'all see it?
You stop acting like you saw it and stop acting like you was hyped for it.
Nobody watches baseball. It was a much better sport when everybody was on steroids.
People do watch baseball, but we just don't.
When everybody was on performance-enhancing drugs, baseball was popping. Right. Now, not so much.
We'll get into it when we come back. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Hey, everybody. It's DJ MV, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club.
Yeah.
Let's get some front page news. Now, I'm downloading this Pokemon
thing. Man, stop it. I don't want to hear nothing about no damn Pokemon no more. I hate to be fun police.
I'm glad that you're finally downloading it so you can actually relate to it.
You know what I'm going to do to piss everybody off today? Any black person I see playing Pokemon, I'm going to simply ask them, what is Pokemon doing for the Black Lives Matter movement? And just walk off.
It's a game.
Well, I'm downloading it.
Is
this the right one, right? This the one I'm downloading?
Pokemon Go?
Yes.
Yes.
All right. I'm going to see. We'll figure it out. All right, now let's get some front page news. Now, in baseball, the American...
What is baseball?
Baseball. American League beat the National League 4-2 in baseball's All-Star game. You know what that means?
What that means?
That the American League has the advantage in the World Series. That's what they play for, so congratulations to the American
God bless League. Everybody who has the patience to watch that boring-ass sport called baseball. I don't. It was much funner when everybody was looking like wrestlers on steroids, okay?
Mm. All right, now let's talk about these three men arrested in a plot to harm Baton Rouge police.
Yes, the police arrested three people. They're still looking for a fourth person, and they said one of the suspects is 13 years old. And what they are saying is they were plotting to shoot police during weekend protests, according to the Baton Rouge police chief. This is also his justification for why they had on riot gear, why they had these arms, why they had these rifles and all of that. For the protesters, he's saying that this is a very viable threat. We've received questions as to why we use such a show of force during weekend protests, and this is why. So he said, along with the killing of five police officers in Dallas, this plot is why they felt like they needed to be armed like that.
The media has totally changed the narrative. We have forgotten the cause for all of this, and that is what we believe to be the unjust killing of people in America, specifically black people.
Now let's talk about Norfolk, Virginia. What's going on in Norfolk?
Well, three men were streaming on Facebook Live. One of the passengers in the car had just started a Facebook Live stream, and then they got shot while they were listening to music sitting in the car on Facebook Live. Now two of the men are in the hospital with life-threatening injuries. One of them has non-life-threatening injuries. We don't know what the motive was for this shooting.
And people in Norfolk in the 757 have let us know that area is a very bad area. What is it called again?
They were on Bainbridge Boulevard.
And they said that's Berkeley. They say Berkeley is a war zone.
Yeah, all right. Norfolk, and I don't know if you guys also saw that President Obama yesterday spoke for 40 minutes at the for the slain officers in Dallas. He was there at their memorial service. And people were upset about some of the things that he said in his speech. Check it out.
Race relations have improved dramatically in my lifetime. Those who deny it are dishonoring the struggles that helped us achieve that progress. But America, we know that bias remains. We know it. Whether you are black or white or Hispanic or Asian or Native American or of Middle Eastern descent, we have all seen this bigotry in our own lives at some point. Although most of us do our best to guard against it and teach our children better, none of us is entirely innocent. No institution is entirely immune. And that includes our police departments.
So some people were upset that he talked about racism and police brutality and the protests and all of that.
Why? Why not take that time to do that? And I'm glad that he said rest in peace to Mr. Sterling and Phil. Because selective humanity to me is
Castile.
Disgusting.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Castile. I don't understand selective humanity. Senseless killings are senseless killings. Doesn't matter who did the killing. Victims are victims, whether they are police or civilians by the police. Absolutely. You can't have selective humanity.
He also said we ask police to do too much and we ask too little of ourselves.
What do we ask police to do other than not kill us? That's asking too much? I saw that headline on the front of the paper yesterday with the Dallas police chief. That's not asking too much, asking them not to kill us.
Right.
I don't think is that asking too much, asking somebody not to kill me?
Not at all.
Jesus Christ.
And that is your front page news.
Okay. Now, I'm sorry. I'm a little distracted.
Pokemon Go?
Yeah, I'm downloading Pokemon Go, right?
Okay.
Now, how does this work? What I got to do now?
All right.
You got to walk around, Envy.
Okay.
I walk around, and then what I do when
you
I walk around?
You have to capture the Pokemon.
All right.
Hold on.
I guess I got to be fun police this morning, huh?
No, I'm about to walk around.
Now, they've been finding these Pokemon in some real inappropriate places. I saw somebody.
That's mine?
Their wife was getting a C-section, and they was catching Pokemons inside the labor room.
That's good luck.
Now, what the hell is it? What am I catching? Like, what am I doing?
HIV,
you gotta walk
herpes,
around. You'll see them.
Gonorrhea, syphilis. Yes. Gives your phone a viral infection.
Well, if you're into this Pokemon Go, let's open up the phone lines.
You can
lines.
See
let's,
what's nearby also.
Let's play a little bit. 800-585-1051. What's the most inappropriate place you've seen people play Pokemon Go?
We really asking this question?
Yeah. Or maybe what's the craziest place you played? I don't know.
I've never played. I'm a grown-ass
this
man.
This little rat is so ugly and scary.
Okay. We'll do it when we come back.
I caught a lot of Pidgeys.
A what?
Go ahead.
All right. We'll talk about it when we come back. We're talking
tell you
Pokemon Go.
You got four kids.
Right? I should know what they're doing.
If none of your kids got Pokemon Go, but you got it before them, you should really reconsider everything that's going on in your life. You should you should find out first. You can't have Pokemon Go before your kids, bro.
Yeah, I'll find out.
Yes, you need to text all four of them right now, or at least the ones that are old enough to use phones, and ask them if they have Pokemon Go.
Man, this
if they don't have it yet,
away.
You can't download it, y'all. If you are a parent who got Pokemon Go before your kids...
Oh, my gosh. There's no way I'm going to make it.
You need to stick your head in the ground like an ostrich and just sit there and think about life for a while.
Our building here is a Pokestop, just so you know.
Okay, we'll get into it when we come back. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. That's the dream. Love your girl. Morning, everybody. It's DJ MV Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. I got a Pokemon?
You got one?
I got it. What does that mean?
Okay,
how do you feel right now knowing that you have Pokemon and your kids don't? How do you feel as a father of four and none of your kids got Pokemon, but you do?
I'm ahead of the curve.
You sound
you
like
think
a,
you're ahead
you
of the
sound
curve.
Like a killjoy, Charlamagne.
Yes, I am being fun police because I don't.
Stop it.
If you want to really be a killjoy, walk up to random black people today who got Pokemon and say, what is Pokemon doing for the Black Lives Matter movement? It'll ruin their whole day.
So now, I don't see you on here.
Why would you see me?
I'm confused. I don't know how this thing works.
I was reading a story about Pokemon, and they're saying that people are finding Pokemon in very inappropriate places.
Like, I
think you're doing too much if you're looking for Pokemon while your wife is having a baby. And you're taking the picture and showing her on the table about to have a C-section with a Pokemon sitting on the table.
She probably was so excited.
I don't want to see you in your bathroom stall with a Pokemon sitting on the edge of the toilet,
oh, that's
bro.
Crazy. They're showing me the picture now. Like, that's getting a little disrespectful.
You
got to
have some respect. Don't go looking for Pokemons at the Holocaust Museum, bro.
What?
Well, I think they're banned from that.
As they should be.
There's one in a funeral. Wait a minute. So wait, people have to go into the funeral home and go get the Pokemon thing?
Yeah.
First of all, if you're that bored in a funeral... Oh, maybe now that's even worse. If it's a funeral of somebody you don't even know, but you're going in there to get that Pokemon. Let me tell you something else. You can't be getting up to look for Pokemon if you haven't gotten up to look for a job ever. Okay.
So let me explain to the people out there. So a Pokemon, they're gonna be in random places. Who puts them in these places?
What do you mean? The game puts them there.
So the game actually puts them in a funeral home and funeral sites.
Mm-hmm. They call them Poke spots, right?
Yeah.
Listen, you can't be looking for Pokemon if you're a grown ass man, you know, and your mom's house is a Poke stop, but you still live there. Okay.
So the game could just make your house a Poke stop.
Oh wow! Look at this one right by the police officers. Did you see that one?
Okay, if you got warrants,
if
you got warrants, okay, if you got warrants and you're a known criminal in these streets, don't be going to look for no Pokemon by the police. All right, you can't go looking for Pokemon in the doctor's office either if you haven't been in the doctor's office yourself for a random checkup in years. All right, you should be ashamed of yourself.
All right, well, let's go to the phone lines. Hello, who's this?
Hey man, it's Angel from Lawrence, Massachusetts.
Angel, do you play Pokemon Go?
I tried giving it a go, man, but, I mean, I couldn't get used to the idea. I mean, I'm too busy. I'm in college, man.
Oh, I'm glad that you know.
I'm too busy.
I'm glad that you know you're too busy to play Pokemon, okay?
I want to say many blessings to you guys. You guys are doing something miraculous for this generation coming up in the current generation.
Hey, salute to you, bro. You go out there and chase your dreams while everybody else is chasing damn Pokemon.
Hello, who's this?
Pokemon.
Yeah, this is Kev from Long Island.
I bet you don't even speak Patois, but his name Pokemon.
I know. Shut up. Now, I know you play Pokemon Go.
Just a little bit.
Now, where's the craziest place you went to go get a Pokemon?
At a funeral.
You went and got one in a funeral?
Whose funeral was it?
No, not me. Not me. I see my little cousin catch a little pigeon on somebody's coffin.
Whose funeral was it?
Catch a pigeon on somebody's coffin.
Well, I don't know who. I don't know who.
So he just walked into a random funeral to go catch a pigeon?
Yeah, he said, yo, there was a blastoise in the backyard. And I was like, oh, that's crazy. The man is dead. You can't be disrespecting him like that. And they just caught a pigeon.
Yeah, they're going to stop y'all Negroes by 2017.
I like that they had this Uber for Pokemon, though.
I totally see why the white man plotting against a lot of y'all Negroes.
Hello, who's this?
This is Val from Columbus, Ohio.
Hey, Val, you playing Pokemon Go?
Yeah, I am.
What's the craziest place you went to go get a Pokemon?
A cemetery.
You went to a cemetery for Pokemon?
All right.
Yeah. Not only just a cemetery. It was at an actual headstone.
Well, guess what? You chasing Pokemon in a cemetery and the Grim Reaper chasing you right now to bring you to a cemetery.
Now, I don't know if you guys heard this story about the guy who got caught cheating because of Pokemon Go.
Ow.
Okay, so apparently he went to go see his ex-girlfriend. The mobile game, it lets you see, like, virtual creatures, and I guess his girlfriend saw where he went. You could see where the person is, where they captured the Pokemons, and that's where she saw that he was at his ex's house. He had no explanation for why he was in that neighborhood capturing Pokemons at all.
I would have just told her the Pidgey was in this girl's vagina. I'd be like, yo, the Pidgey's in this girl's vagina. I gotta get this Pidgey. I gotta get this Pidgey out the p***.
800-585-1051. Where is the craziest place you went to go find a Pokemon? I know it sounds stupid.
And Nintendo stock went up 25%.
Now, Pokemon Go is an interactive game where you are this person. They put you in a game, and you have to chase these Pokemons. And the more Pokemons you get, the more points you get. But they put these Pokemons in different places, like funeral homes, subways, stores, churches, the randomest place. I just got a Pokemon up here. So does that mean people will come up here and try to get a Pokemon?
Yeah.
You know how else you can be fun police? By telling black people, you out here chasing Pokemon, but the police chasing you.
What's wrong with you? 800-585-1051. We're talking Pokemon Go. It's the Breakfast Club.
This guy used a drone to cheat at Pokemon Go.
That was Drake One Dance. Morning, everybody. It's DJ MV Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. Now, we're talking Pokemon Go. A lot of you out there like, what the hell is Pokemon Go? I just found out. Now, it's an interactive game. It's called Pokemon. It's made by Nintendo, where you're actually in the game and you get points by following Pokemons. Now, Pokemons are creatures that they created. And they put them in random places. Like, I got one next to Angela Yee this morning. They have them in subways. They have them in funeral homes, funeral sites, bathrooms. You name it, you can find a Pokemon anywhere. Strip clubs. And kids are going to all these places.
I found one at Footprints the other day when I went to go pick up my food. It was standing on the counter. So.
That could be a dope way to advertise. Think about it. Let's say you just want mad Pokemons in your store. And people that come in your store all the time to get the Pokemon.
Right, well.
Word on the street is if you go looking for a Pokemon in the free clinic, they will give you those STD results you didn't come back for a couple weeks ago. All
right. Hello, who's this?
This is Christy.
Christy, you into Pokemon Go?
I'm not into Pokemon Envy, like, but I got an x-ray this past weekend, and there was a doctor in full grubs, garments, slippers, playing the Pokemon Go, walking down the hospital hallway.
And what if he said it was a Pokemon in your vagina, but it was really just a really bad yeast infection?
It was an x-ray, and Charlamagne, I'm Nigerian, don't try that.
Thank you, mama. Hello, who's this?
Good morning, this is Simon from Brooklyn, how are you?
Simon,
hey, Simon.
You play Pokemon Go?
I can tell you play.
I do play Pokemon, I love it.
Now, I knew it.
Where's the craziest place you went to go get a Pokemon?
In the hospital, I saw a guy playing Pokemon right when his wife had a baby.
Yeah, it was on the edge of the bed.
Yeah, that was a little weird.
Can I tell you guys something? I listen to you every morning. Racism is a cakewalk to anti-Semitism. You have the same choices that we do.
Wait, what do you mean by a cakewalk, though?
I think it's the same thing, isn't it?
No, it's not.
I mean, I think prejudice is prejudice, personally.
A 13-year-old girl got stabbed in her bed, a Jewish 13-year-old girl. You guys didn't say a word about that.
Well, we didn't know anything about that.
But to me,
nobody knew anything because nobody even talked about it because it became so normal.
But don't you think prejudice is prejudice?
The prejudice is prejudice. But we, instead of sitting in riots about it, we get up and we better ourselves every day, and that's how you fight it.
Yeah, but you know what? I don't think that y'all should be trying to better yourselves. They should be trying to better themselves by not being prejudiced. They're the ones that's anti-Semitic.
You can't force anybody to be better. You can only force yourself to be better.
But that ain't going to stop them from being anti-Semitic or stop them from being racist against black people.
I don't think that we should say that one thing is worse than the other. They're all terrible.
Yeah, it don't matter how much I better
myself. Experiencing any of this is awful, and we definitely all need to make changes, and we do all need to do better.
No, we need to check people. Because it don't matter how much we better ourselves. If somebody's racist or anti Semitic, they're going to be that regardless of how good we are.
But that's
people.
Not true. Like they say, racism is a learned behavior, and you can unlearn that behavior also.
What? No, but that's not what he said. What he said was, we need to better ourselves. How is me bettering myself going to stop somebody else from being racist? President Barack Obama is the head of state, and people are still racist against him. How much better can he get?
No, you can check people, though.
It's all horrible.
All right, everybody go play Pokemon.
See, okay. That we were good playing Pokemon. Now you're going to let me play Pokemon.
Go play
again.
Pokemon.
All right, well, you tell me about the rumors. I'm about to go.
Oh,
play
I got to give you the moral of the story.
Oh, there's a moral of the story to
there's
Pokemon?
A moral? Come on. You don't even play, so you can't give you us a moral.
Yeah, I got a moral of the story.
There's a Pokemon right next to you. Go ahead.
The moral of the story is, an idle mind is a Pokemon's playground.
The moral of my story is, don't be bitter, play Pokemon.
Yeah, there's a Pokemon in Charlamagne's butt. I can see it right now. You
want to
get it?
No, actually, he probably wants to leave
if
it
there's
there.
There's a Pokemon in my butt and you come for it, that means you want more than a Pokemon. You want a Pokemon.
you want a Pokemon. Pokemon for
if
real.
You see a Pokemon in my butt, that means you want a Pokemon.
We got rumors coming up.
Let's talk about Memphis Bleek. There was a story that came out yesterday about him filing for bankruptcy.
No, Jay said that it never happened.
All right. Also, we'll discuss Russell Wilson. What does he have to say about raising baby Future?
All right. All that and more. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Listen up.
It's just in.
All the gossip. The rumor report. Angela Yee.
It's The Rumor Report.
The Breakfast Club.
Now, why did you say Jay-Z? This has nothing to do with Jay-Z.
Oh, sorry.
We're talking about Memphis Bleek.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there are these reports that have been online saying that he is in debt. This was on Bossip.
Mm-hmm.
And has filed for a bankruptcy because he only has $100 in cash to his name. Now, according to this petition that was filed March 14th, they said he has assets in the amount of $274,000, but his liabilities total $384,000. His house is worth $250,000. He has his car, household goods. He has his Get Low touring company. But he said the only jewelry he owns is he and his wife's $5,000 wedding rings, and he owns $2,000 worth of clothes. I'm trying to figure out how could this be possible.
I mean, bankruptcy.
I need Bleek to speak on this.
Bankruptcy don't necessarily mean broke.
Right. I don't.
But you can't tell broke people that.
Right. And he might be doing this because a lot of times people file for a bankruptcy because they're restructuring.
Well, Memphis Bleek just hit me and says, that story is bogus. That's as bogus as me claiming Blue Ivy. It's a fake story. I'm trying to figure out who's making this ish up. It is a fake story, Envy.
Drop one of Clue's moms from Memphis Bleek.
There we go.
So, the story is fake.
I didn't believe the story anyway, but just for the
record.
And they
posted paperwork and everything.
Just for the record.
The story is fake.
Bankruptcy does not mean broke, though.
Mm-mm.
That's right. What I want people to understand.
People always talk about how Donald Trump filed for bankruptcy a million times.
Well, Jay-Z said he'll always be good. Remember that clip? Play it.
Bleek could be one hit away his whole career. As long as I'm alive, he's a millionaire.
So Bleek is good.
And I know he gets Duce checks.
Yeah, Bleek says he's trying to figure out who's making up these fake stories. He said that's not true.
It's actually funny, though, because people was going crazy yesterday on it. But I'm sure it's annoying at the same time. All right, Lamar Odom. He was taken off of a Delta flight, and that is because he was in the airport lounge drinking. They said he was drinking beer and whiskey, and by the time he got on the flight, he was so drunk, he was actually in first class. But as the plane was about to pull off, he ran to the bathroom, threw up, and then walked back in, to the bathroom with the door open, threw up again, and he had vomit all over his clothes.
Well, that's what they get for serving drinks at the airport. If you don't want me to drink at the airport, then don't serve drinks.
They actually said that when he was trying to go to the bathroom again, he had to use people's heads to balance himself, so he was holding on to people's heads as he was walking to the bathroom.
Oh, no, see, I'd have been screaming, get this crackhead out of first class.
Stop it.
Crackhead on the plane.
They took him off the flight.
He actually made it to New York yesterday. He was in Queens at a sneaker store giving
DJ
away,
Superstar Jay actually
giving away sneakers and stuff yesterday in Queens.
Posted a picture
after being drunk?
I don't know if it was after being drunk, but he made it to Queens and he was giving away sneakers and signing autographs for the kids.
So well, he need to tighten up, bro, because he needs to know that all eyes are on him and everybody thinks he's a crackhead. So when you're a crackhead, when people think you're a crackhead, you can't act like a crackhead.
All right, now let's discuss Russell Wilson. I'll tell you what he had to say, because yesterday everybody was in here. We were debating about Russell Wilson and Baby Future and Baby Future giving Russell Wilson a kiss. Is that inappropriate? Well, here's what Russell Wilson has to say, because, you know, he's going to be hosting the Nickelodeon's Kids' Choice Sports 2016.
He's going to be kissing random kids in the mouth there?
Stop it.
That's not a random child. That's his stepson.
That's his son.
And it wasn't on the mouth.
Well, he's going to be kissing random kids in the cheek at the Kids' Choice Awards?
If a little kid...
Will that be appropriate?
If a two-year-old kisses you on the cheek, it's not the end of the world. But anyway, he said, I think ultimately the one thing I can say about being a stepdad and any person that's a parent, but especially when you come into a new situation, the key is loving that child as your own.
How would he know? He don't got no kids.
He has a stepkid. He said he came into a new situation.
But how would he know how to love more like his own?
I want to have a bunch of kids, me and C do. I think that ever since the first day I met Sierra and little man too, it's been really cool and really special. She's a great mom. She reads to him every night. I read to him too. And we just share so many special moments together. That's what family is all about. Okay. All right? So there you have it. He's going to love that child as if that child is his own.
Mm-hmm.
Might need to invite Russell Wilson to the BET Hip Hop Awards, and I hope they have it in Atlanta.
There you go. With, if you know what I know,
he's not doing anything wrong. Give him a nice sportsman award. He's loving that child, as he should.
I didn't say nothing. I'm saying just invite him to the BET Hip Hop Awards. Let it be in Atlanta. Let him give a nice sportsman award.
Nope.
Okay, let Future be the headline of the show. Let's see what happens.
Nope.
That baby is going to be so spoiled by all of his parents when he gets older. All right, and that is your rumor report. I'm Angela Yee.
All right, thank you, Miss Yee. Charlamagne.
Yes.
Who are you giving that down to?
Well, you know, I'm just going to be a fun police this morning.
Uh-oh.
So, you're looking down at your phone at your Pokemon Go. Angela's over there looking at her Pokemon
Go. No, you know why I'm upset right now? Because Best Superwoman just tweeted, and she said, I must be special because 10 Pokemon did come to me this morning, and I'm sitting still.
All right.
How did that happen? Okay. I've been looking all morning, and nothing is coming
here. I ain't seen nothing either.
I'm going to just leave it on. Okay.
All you Pokemon Go users, come to the front of the congregation. Oh, Uncle Charlotte like to have a word with you.
You said there was a caterpillar on Charlamagne's head. I don't see nothing.
It's called a catapie, sir.
Oh, I do see. What's that?
Okay. If you come over here, boy, I swear to God, if you come over here, you're going to get more than a Pokemon. You're going to get more than a Pokemon. Don't come over here, bro. I'm telling you right now.
Hold on. Let me help him.
I got a Squirtle for your ass. I'm going to let you know that right now. Don't bring it. Don't come over here.
It's not on Charlamagne.
Don't come over here.
Oh, you got to get it.
Don't come over here.
There you go. You didn't get it.
Don't come over. Hey, bruh.
I got it.
I'm going to put a Squirtle in your butt.
I'm Pokemon.
I'm going to put a Squirtle in your butt. Keep it up.
I got it.
Keep it up.
Why can't one come to me?
All right.
Donkey
today. Oh, here's one.
You got one?
I got it.
This is a
Donkey today is up next. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Oh, my.
Time for Donkey of the Day.
Donkeys of the Day, ask Charlamagne.
I'm a Democrat, so being Donkey of the Day is a little bit of a mixed way.
So like a donkey. Yee-haw. Okay.
Donkey of the Day.
The Breakfast Club, bitches.
Now, I've been called a lot in my 23 years, but Donkey of the Day is a new one.
All right, Donkey of the Day for Wednesday, July 13th is sponsored by Pure Hate. And a slight concern for you idiot safety. It goes to all you people playing Pokemon Go. Okay, let me rephrase. All you people playing Pokemon Go and catching Pokemons in inappropriate places, okay? I hate to be the fun police, but Pokemon Go is going to be the death of some of you. You're going to die trying to catch a Rattata. Okay, the worst way for a grown-ass man to die right now is at the hands of the police for a random traffic stop and for trying to cross a busy freeway to catch a Zubat. All right, I'm reading this article on Polygon.com, and the headline reads, these are the worst places to play Pokemon Go. Listen to this, because I can't believe it's that serious for some of y'all. First of all, let me explain the basic premise of Pokemon Go. The basic premise is that it encourages players to get off their seats and venture out into the real world, where they will find Pokemon in actual locations. But this game is causing some of y'all to lose your minds and disregard basic life etiquette. For example, the hospital where your wife is in labor. First of all, you should not be playing on your phone while your wife is in labor. You should be right there with her, acting like you can feel every contraction. You should be right there holding her hand, acting like you in pain too. But no, some of y'all in the room while your wife is pushing, looking for Pidgeys. Another inappropriate place to catch a Pokemon, on the side of the road where the cops pulled you over. Black people, I dare you. We live in a world where if you reach wrong, the cops will light your ass up. So I dare you to be on the side of the road while the cops have you pulled over trying to catch a Squirtle. You better keep your hands on that steering wheel and not make no sudden moves if you know what I know, because Pokemon not dying for you, okay? Playing Pokemon Go while black isn't the same as playing Pokemon Go while white. Want to test that theory? Tell the police a Jigglypuff is on his gun and throw the ball at his gun and see what happens, okay? Now, if you're operating a motor vehicle on a road filled with other motor vehicles and a Sparrow is in the driver's seat of your car, don't do it! Do I even have to tell you how dangerous this is? One more inappropriate place, funerals. Bruh, it's disrespectful to try to catch econs or whatever you pronounce it in a funeral of a loved one, but it's even more disrespectful to walk into a funeral of a stranger and try to catch one. First of all, I hate people who take pictures at funerals. So imagine a canopy on the casket and you in there all up on the casket trying to steady your camera while everybody else crying and grieving and you in there cheering and jumping around because you just caught a canopy. I hate to be the Pokemon, you know, go joy killer, but it has to be some rules and regulations put into place. Not only should you not be looking for Pokemons in inappropriate places, you can't be getting up to look for Pokemons if you haven't gotten up to look for a job. You can't be looking for Pokemons if you're a grown-ass man and your mom's house is a Poke Spot, but you still live there.
What does level up mean, ye?
What is what level? Oh, you got it to level 2?
Yes! You can't go looking for Pokemon in a doctor's office if you haven't been into a doctor's office yourself for a random checkup in years. You can't go looking for Pokemon in a dentist's office if you've never been in a dentist's office for a random teeth cleaning ever. You can't go looking for Pokemon in the free clinic if you went to the free clinic to get an STD test but never went back for your results. If you want to be the ultimate Pokemon joy killer today, walk up to a black person while they are playing Pokemon Go and ask them, what is Pokemon Go doing for the Black Lives Matter movement? Or walk up to a white person and say, does Pokemon Go mean more to you than black lives? Look, man, we all have our vices. We all have things we like to do in our downtime, but let's make sure we have our priorities in order. Let's remember proper etiquette. And most importantly, let's not die trying to catch a Charmander, please. Okay? Give all these people playing Pokemon Go, you know, risking their lives to catch a Pokemon the biggest hee-haw, please.
Are you finished or are you done? Because I got to go outside.
Yeah, I got to go get this.
And by the way, I just activated an incense, and they're not coming to me. I got to walk around and see where these things are.
This Justin. Charlie Sheen has a game for y'all to play. And you don't have to catch all of them. You just got to catch one.
I'll pass. All right.
Nobody. Y'all don't want to play no more.
I'll be back. I'll be back.
Y'all don't want to play Charlie Sheen Go?
Nope.
Y'all don't want to play Charlie Sheen Go? Why not? You don't want to play Charlie Sheen Go?
I'll pass.
Oh, okay.
All right, well, thank you for that donkey of the day, sir. Now, when we come back,
catch a Charlamander.
Ask Ye, 800-585-1051. If you got a question for Ye, you need some relationship advice or any type of advice or even Pokemon Go advice.
Who is Pokemon? Who is Pokemon, my brother?
Wow.
Now, don't be coming up here talking about your little sexual fantasies,
you
right?
You want a Pokemon?
You want a Pokemon? You want a Pokemon, my brother?
No, I'm good.
Envy want a Pokemon. Drop one of Clues Bomb for Envy want
you
a Pokemon.
You better not stop that.
Salute to my guy, Envy. I'm going to go get Godfather Elvis
That's
down
a new
here.
Pokemon.
I'm going to say Elvis. Envy's down here talking about he want to play Pokemon.
1051.
All I know
Askey
is for the next
17
minutes, this incense is going to work. So let's get this going.
All right. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. Hola. That was Jeremiah with Planes. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. Now it's time for Ask Ye. If you need advice, relationship advice, she'll help you out. 800-585-1051. Hello, who's this?
My name is Shred.
Hey, what's your question for Ye, bro?
Hey, I just want to know, is it wrong to ask your woman to blow on your booty?
Of course, you can ask your woman to do anything. It's not wrong.
If there's a Pokemon in your booty, it's okay.
All right, it can pour it out. But I'm just saying, you know, she shot to it. I just want, you know, just to blow it. Even put the tongue on the tip of that bridge, you know.
It's so wait, do you want her to lick it or do you want her to blow it?
I want to do everything above.
Oh, I'm gonna tell you this.
I love our listeners.
I had a great conversation about this because a lot of people are very reluctant to be in that area. So it's wrong to ask if you haven't just showered. Okay, you can't come home from being out all day and going to the bathroom and all of that and ask her to do it then. Make sure you're nice and clean, please.
Yes, ma'am. But it's wrong for them to ask you to go down on them when they got some sweaty drawers on.
Your girl sitting there sweaty drawers, bro.
Yeah, I mean, listen, cleanliness is next to godliness, okay? Now, if y'all don't have much time, then you get a wet wipe and wipe it down there, clean it as good as you can. But I do feel, I know sometimes things happen spontaneously, but you have to be respectful of the other person. And just so you know, there's nothing wrong with that. I had a whole conversation with our resident sexpert, Michelle Hope, and she was talking about pegging, and she was saying there's nothing wrong with a woman pegging a man. Anybody can do that. Anything that you do.
What's pegging? Pegging for piglies?
Pegging is when you use a strap on and on your boyfriend.
I don't know.
All right.
Well, now you don't want that.
All right.
First of all, do you do that to her?
Have I did it?
Yeah.
Man, let me do it. I'll be trying to lick every inch of the body.
Okay. Hey. Well, that's even more reason why she should reciprocate on you if that's what you like.
Yeah. I mean, I'll be trying to, suck the toes. I mean, lick the booty lip behind the ears and everything.
Okay.
But, you know, when it comes down to her, like, she shot all that. What I need to...
And there's nothing wrong with being shot. And sometimes women don't know how a man will react if she tries that. She don't know that you want that unless you tell her.
Well, I had this conversation with her, and what I get is the hell no. But, you know, my tongue be tingling for a little bit of, you know, strange things in the room. You get what I'm saying?
All right, well, just have some fun. Make sure you're clean and sit on her face.
Okay.
All right, good luck.
Thank you.
I'm tired of hearing about your butt.
All right.
No, you're not.
Ask E, 800-585-1051. You got a question for E, call her right now. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. That was Rihanna with Work, 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 Work. Morning, everybody. It's DJ MV Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. We're in the middle of Ask E. If you got a question for E, 800-585-1051. Let's go to line 5. Hello, who's this?
This is Cece.
Hey, mama, what's your question for you?
Okay, I'm 25. I am in a relationship with a guy who is turning 30 this year.
Okay.
We've been together for almost 2 years, and I'm kind of ready to get married so I don't have kids. And he's just not having it. So I'm wondering if I should wait till he's ready, or should I just move on?
Well, first of all, y'all only been together 2 years.
Right.
That's not crazy. And you are only 25, and he's 30. You cannot never pressure anybody to marry you. That doesn't really work out. And after 2 years, I think what you should do is set a timeline for when you guys want to discuss it again. You know, 2 years is not a crazy amount of time. What is your timeline? Like, what would you say, okay, next year, let's discuss this again?
She wants some kids, G.
I mean, I wanted to be married and have kids by the time I'm 25. See? And that goal has, you know, shifted.
Yeah, but a lot of times our goals in life shift. You can't really say this is definitely going to happen at this time, especially if he's not on the same page as you. What about it makes him nervous? Do y'all live together?
We're in an interracial relationship. I'm black. He's Vietnamese.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought that had something to do with it. But after talking to his sisters, no, he has younger sisters, and they're all married. They're all settled down. They all have kids. And when I asked him about it, he just said that he's not in a place in his life where he wants to be before he gets married. But I'm like, what else do you need? I mean, you have an established career.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? You're taking care of your family. What else do you need to be ready? If I feel like if you don't feel it now, you're never going to feel it because there's nothing else that I can offer you to let you know that, like,
slow
I'm
down.
The one.
It has only been 2 years.
That's,
and I understand, is he saying he's on the path of perhaps later wanting to marry? Because I do think it's hard for guys when you nag them and pressure them about marriage.
Right, right.
You know, you don't want to do that because it feels not so great for you, and you don't want to do that to him because that's awkward for him also, and sometimes it makes him more resistant to
right.
the idea
you're
of it.
Right.
So I think what you need to do is say, okay, listen, I understand right now you're saying you're not in that space, okay? So how about in 6 months, let's revisit this conversation and see how we feel, because I want to make sure we keep our lines of communication open because it's important to me, but I respect how you feel. Now, if in 6 months you still feel like we haven't made any progress, then maybe we need to figure out what's going on with our relationship and how we want to proceed. But I would say just give him some time. And don't keep on and tell him you're not even going to ask him about it for the next 6 months.
Right. I mean, when I do bring it up, I do bring it up in kind of a joking manner because I don't want to seem like I'm nagging him.
Right.
But I'm just like, I'm at the point where I'm like, okay, well, if you're not ready, I feel like you're never going to be ready. So why
it's not,
not
never. It's only two. I can see if y'all was together for 10 years. Charlamagne, how long was you with your wife before you proposed?
I'm not good at math, but we've been together since 98, and I proposed in 2013, and we got married in 2015.
Jesus. Now, I'm not saying you should wait no 15 years, but what I'm saying
well,
is 2 years is not crazy, and if you feel like does he treat you great?
He does. See, I mean, I thought that it was maybe because he wasn't interested, but he does everything he's supposed to do. I mean,
right.
I'm not
so don't bog down your relationship right now. If he's doing all the right things, he loves you, he treats you well with being so focused on that right now. Just let's have a great relationship for the next 6 months. In 6 months, we'll discuss it and figure out what we're doing. But in the meantime, enjoy yourself.
I'm going to be honest with you. I know your boyfriend, yo. He hit me up. He said he's going to propose to you as soon as he catches all the Pokemons, all 250, 1,000 of them, whatever.
There's four Pokemons downstairs at Starbucks right now. You got to hear yourself.
All right, girl. Well, good luck.
Bye-bye.
Bye. We got to go.
Yeah, there's Pokemon downstairs. Let's do the what we doing for rumors, because we got to go get these Pokemon.
This is a damn shame.
Taylor Swift and Calvin Harris. It's a very interesting story of why they really broke up. I guess Taylor Swift is tired of being painted as the villain in this whole story, and now there's some information on what allegedly really happened. And Charlamagne, there's a new show coming that I know you're going to like about aliens.
Oh.
Oh, but you don't like Pokemon, but you like aliens, huh?
He loves aliens.
Aliens actually exist. Pokemon doesn't.
How you know?
I know.
All right. We'll do it when we come back. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Listen up.
It's just in.
All the gossip.
Gossip.
The Rumor Report.
Gossip.
With Angela Yee.
It's The Rumor Report.
The Breakfast Club.
Well, Taylor Swift and Calvin Harris's breakup has been a little bit ugly. He has definitely seemed like the victim in the whole situation. But Taylor Swift, it seems like, is a little annoyed that everybody's looking at her like she's the bad person. So here's what they are saying is the story behind their breakup. You know the song that Calvin Harris put out, huge hit, This Is What You Came For?
Mm-hmm.
Baby, this is what you came for.
Well, Taylor Swift actually wrote that song. She sat down at the piano, she did a demo, she sent it to Calvin Harris, he loved it. But they both agreed they weren't going to say that they collaborated on that song because she didn't want it to overshadow the actual song. She gave it to him to use, and she used a pseudonym, Niles Schoberg, on the credits. Well, he put out that song, and that song was at number one.
Smash.
For 9 weeks, number 5 on Billboard 100. Now, Calvin Harris then went on Ryan Seacrest's show, and here's what he said.
Will you do a collaboration with your girlfriend?
You know, we haven't even spoken about it. I can't see it happening, though.
You cannot?
No.
Just
she's about
keep
to take
church and state?
A long break, you know?
She deserves a long break, yes.
Absolutely. So that's happening.
That's Calvin Harris talking?
Yeah.
I ain't never heard him talking. I thought he was American. What is that? What is that?
No, he's not American.
Oh, is that Patois?
No.
What is that?
Where's he from? He's from overseas, but he's
London? I had no idea.
Well, anyway.
He's Irish? What?
Who said Irish? I don't know what he is.
Well, anyway, they said Taylor Swift was hurt when he said that. She felt like he was taking the whole thing too far, and she could stop him from performing it, but she hasn't done that. You know, they compare it to when Calvin Harris and Rita Ora broke up.
He's Scottish.
And he wouldn't allow her to perform. Mm. All right?
He's Scottish.
Scottish.
Okay.
That's what you're stuck on?
Man, I don't care. I care about
you're
them as much as I care
accent?
About Pokemon Go. I don't care about no Taylor Swift and Calvin Harris.
I just thought it was an interesting story of the reason why they broke up. Now, Lil Wayne has announced that the Louisiana Festival is going to be returning for its second year to New Orleans. This is all going to go down on August 27th. It's going to be Lil Wayne and 2 Chainz headlining, and they're going to have some special guests. They haven't announced it yet, but tickets do go on sale Friday at 10 a.m. for anybody that wants to attend that. Now, here's something you do care about. Action Bronson. He has a show coming out. July 21st is when it debuts, and it is called Ancient Aliens TV. He's doing this series with Viceland.
They already have an Ancient Aliens show.
Right, well, he's doing his own version now.
How you just going to take somebody's show and say it's your own version?
So it's going to consist of his two favorite things, smoking weed and talking about aliens.
I'm not mad at that.
I kind of feel like you should be on there.
I believe in extraterrestrials. The reason I believe in extraterrestrials is simply because it's selfish to think that we're the only life forms in this universe, especially when you look at how diverse the Earth is. The universe has to be the same way.
Do you believe in Pokemons?
No, but I'm going to tell you a show I'd much rather be on, which is Finding Bigfoot.
All right.
Which I will be.
Now, I know a lot
that was my wife's birthday
present. You came in here this morning talking.
Really?
Yes.
That you're going to be on that show?
Well, yeah. My wife and my homie, Karen, I'm going to be on Finding Bigfoot because they know I'm into that kind of stuff.
Okay.
Yes.
But you don't believe
in Pokemon.
But
you're not into Pokemon. That's interesting.
No.
You're a weirdo.
What
Go
has
ahead.
Bigfoot done for Black Lives Matter?
Bigfoot is black. Okay, and he knows how to hide from police. We should take lessons.
All right, now you came in this morning talking about an argument that happened with David Banner and Life Jennings. It actually got physical.
This was amazing.
Now, this all went down.
This was amazing on different levels of amazing.
At the Strategy for Change discussion. That's,
you didn't say who broke up the fight.
Can I get to the story?
Okay. This guy, he's so
slow
excited
down,
about this.
Charlamagne. Can I get so the background?
Excited.
All right, thank you. Now, this all happened at a Strategy for Change discussion. They were talking about police brutality, and things got a little bit heated. Now, David Banner was saying that police officers need to face financial or even physical consequences for bad behavior, and that's when the disagreement started because Life Jennings disagreed. Check it out.
You sound crazy. You sound crazy. Okay, I'ma tell you, sound crazy.
That's fine.
Yo,
what we going through
is crazy, but we ain't gonna create more by telling these people to bring guns against the police. That's stupid.
Talk about it.
Now, hold on.
It's retaliation.
What y'all not gonna do? Hold on.
You with your daughter.
What y'all not gonna do?
Stand up
with my daughter. That ain't happening.
Hey, everybody
sit down and calm down.
Whoa.
This video this?
Now, shout out to Tyrese for keeping the peace.
David Banner and Life Jennings get into an argument and Tyrese breaks it up?
That's classic.
I can understand both sides of the argument, though. I see where David Banner is coming from and I understand what Life Jennings is saying. But Banner's not saying just take guns and go kill police officers. He's just saying defend yourself.
Now, David Banner said, I'm tired and I'm glad that black people are fired up. They should be. All right? Well, that is your rumor report. I'm Angela Yee.
Where's that video at, Charlamagne? I need to see that.
I saw it on social media somewhere.
All right. Well, thank you for those rumors, Miss Yee. Now, shout out to our family at Revolt. We'll see you guys tomorrow. Everybody else, the People's Choice Mix is up next. If you want to hear something, 800-585-1051.
You want to hear some music while you catch some Pokemons?
At DJ MV. Whatever you want to hear, we got you. All right, it's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.